Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, and this is podcast number 28. 28 is a follow-up to 27, which was about cadence. And just as a review, cadence is about leg turnover. It's also referred to as stride rate. It's simply how many steps you take in a given time or how quickly your legs turn over. It could be referred to as RPMs, revolutions per minute. And really, that's the way you should think of it. Your legs should be revolving in a spinning pattern when you run, just like on a bike. If you can get your running to where your legs are moving in what would be more of a circular pattern, then you're going to be improving your form and getting lighter on your feet, which is the goal. So let's talk about that. Last week, we talked about cadence in general, and I gave you a homework assignment. And the homework assignment was to time yourself when you're warming up for 1 minute, and during that time, to count how many steps you took. Or you could say, refer to it as how many foot strikes. How many times did your feet strike the ground within 1 minute? And then I ask you to do the same thing when you were going at a conversational, easy pace, and also for a minute. And then the third part was to do the same thing, but at 5K pace. And I'm going to bet that you had a slower, fewer steps per minute when you were warming up, more steps per minute when you were running at a conversational pace, and more steps per minute when you were running at a 5K pace. And I would be willing to bet that you thought that was exactly the way it should turn out. The fact is, and this will surprise most people, your stride rate should be about the same no matter what speed you're going. And I know most of you are thinking, what? That's right. Because here's the thing. The way you change your speed is not by speeding up your steps. It's by making your steps larger. So when you're warming up, it should look almost like you're shuffling along. Very tiny steps. And you'll find that you can take a lot of short steps very easily. And then when you are finished warming up and you're ready to pick it up and just go at a nice conversational pace for an easy run, then it should still be at about 180 foot strikes per minute, but your steps are a little bit longer. And then if you're running a 5K, your steps should be 180 or faster. I find for me, my steps get more like 195 when I'm speeding up, but also your strides get longer. However, if you're running correctly with a high stride rate, your steps should never be very long. Your foot should never be striking the ground in front of your knee. You always want to keep that circular motion. So a lot of foot movement. And I know when you're listening to this, 180 foot strikes a minute for most people will seem like a lot. But I suggest that you get a metronome. There are metronomes that are made for clipping to your shirt or your shorts, and you can set them for a certain speed, a certain number of beats per minute, and then you can set the time, and you actually clip it onto your clothing and run with that beat, and just make sure your feet strike the ground when that beat is going off. I've got my metronome right here. By the way, the brand I use is a Seiko, and if you look up metronome on Amazon, you can easily find it. And I think I paid $19 for this one. I'm going to turn mine on so you can see what it's like. If you're someplace where you can run, you can actually try that right now. You can get out and try. You could even stand up and run in place and get your feet hitting the ground at that pace. Now, that may sound fast, but what you'll find is that it's not difficult at all. but you'll probably have to shorten your stride to attain that pace. And I know a lot of people think, oh, just take smaller steps, I'm going to be slower. No, not if you increase your leg turnover. But you're also going to, as you increase your turnover, a lot of other things will happen. One is that you'll be running lighter on your feet, which is huge. And two is that your form will improve so that you cannot strike on your heel. You cannot be a heel striker, or I don't know, it'd be very difficult to be a heel striker if you're maintaining that kind of cadence. So that's another reason to do it. So try it. Let me give you an idea of a couple of different things you can use to work on it. One of the things you can do is go out and run at a pace, a leg turnover of 180 when you warm up. First do that. Work on it until you can attain a pace of a 180 really easy, like when you're warming up. And after you've done that a little ways, pick up your pace to what would be a conversational pace and make sure you're still going, getting 180 foot strikes a minute. And then after a little ways, pick it up and speed up to where you're going at your usual 5K pace, but make sure you're still getting 180 foot strikes a minute. And I guarantee it'll be easier than you think it will be. I do this with all of the people that I coach, whether it's a first time runner and they've never run a half mile yet, I still have them work at getting 180 foot strikes per minute, because that forces them into a good form. It forces them to be lighter on their feet, and that's good for their body. They're much less likely to get injured. And my priority with all the people I coach is to keep them healthy and keep them running. And I find that when I get them to increase their leg turnover, which requires them to shorten their stride, they tend to say, wow, it's a lot easier. I mentioned that in my last podcast. But I also discover with my people who've been running for years, if they increase their leg turnover and shorten their stride, they tend to get faster. And everybody likes to get faster. I've got people will tell me, well, speed isn't important. But then 5 minutes later, they say, but I'm not saying I wouldn't like to get faster. And I think that's almost universal. So even sometimes I talk to people who say, well, I'm only running to lose weight, so it doesn't matter how fast I am. But if you think about it, if you run a little bit faster than let's say you have an hour to run every day after work, in an hour you'll do 6 miles instead of 5 miles, and that means you're going to burn an extra 100 calories. So in the end, if your easy, comfortable pace gets a little bit faster because you improve your form and you increase your cadence, for almost everybody, for a host of reasons, it's a good thing. So that's one of the exercises I would have you do that I do with my runners, is maintaining 180 at warm-up and then at conversational pace and then at 5K pace and then repeating that. So it might be, say, a fartlek. We train at a park that has street lights, so the segments of our fartlek are defined by street lights. So a fartlek, if you're listening to this and you haven't heard all of the other podcasts, then you might not know what a fartlek is. A fartlek is a term for speed play, and essentially it refers to a segmented run. And the segments might be determined by minutes. They could be 1 minute long or 2 minutes long or 5 minutes long, or it could be determined by distance, like 1/10. Each segment could be 1/10 or 2/10. Or it can be something structural like light poles, mailboxes, property lines. So where we train, we use, it's easiest if we use light poles. And usually one light pole span is just too close together, so I'll have them very often use two light poles. So it might be for a span of two light poles, the warm-up pace, two light poles, easy run pace, two light poles, 5K pace, but always with 180 foot strikes. And sometimes I have them do it with a metronome to make sure they've got the pace, and sometimes not. But that's a good way to work on increasing your foot strike. Now, another possibility, another thing that works really well, is to practice, go out there, and you can even do this at the end of every run or every other run, and just time yourself for 1 minute and force yourself to run as fast as you can. And I don't mean as fast as you can to accomplish some distance, but rather get your leg turnover as fast as you can possibly turn it over. That's just another really good thing to do, and see if you can get 180 or more, hopefully. I don't think you'd have any problem with 180. Where people struggle with getting to 180 is if they don't allow themselves to shorten their stride. So when you do this particular drill, don't worry about any forward movement. Just worry about getting your feet up and down, getting your feet off the ground 180 times, and that'll help. And you can actually, you can do that for 1 minute after every run, and I guarantee that will help you to get better. Now I have a third idea, a third way you can work on your foot strike and your cadence. This is a little bit, it's not just foot strike or cadence, but it's kind of related. And that is, I have the people in my coaching group, sometimes we do this drill that I call Beauty and the Beast. And it goes along with the idea of cadence, because when you increase your cadence, you become lighter on your feet. And to accentuate that and to utilize it to its greatest potential, what you want to do is strive to take steps that are so light that you cannot hear yourself. You don't want to hear your feet hitting the ground. And what I found with most people is that when they try, not only can they get a lot lighter, they can, a lot of people can make it so you can't even hear their feet striking the ground. And when that happens, that means they're engaging their core muscles. They are hitting the ground more carefully. They're using all their muscles more. Why is this good? Because you don't want to be pounding. The lighter you are, the better it's going to be. Does that make sense? You don't want to be pounding. Some people say, well, you know, I don't understand how people can run 100 miles. Well, I can tell you how they can run 100 miles. They can run 100 miles because they're light on their feet, because it's not putting their body through a lot of stress, but rather they're light on their feet and they can run and run and run much like somebody else would walk. It's not nearly as much stress on their body. So what would, you know, if you, you could take a heel striker that is slamming the ground with every footstep, and then you compare that to a runner who is really light on his feet or her feet and has no pounding, and that runner can go on and on and on and have great success, many, many fewer injuries, great comfort. It's just really interesting how that how it works. So the Beauty and the Beast, the way it works is you take three steps really heavy. So it's like an example of how you really don't want to do it. Boom, boom, boom. Imagine yourself in your worst form, just pounding the pavement. And then five very light steps. Tap, 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 tap. And then three heavy, and then light again. And you will be absolutely amazed at how much you can improve. I mean, and this is the cool thing. You can improve in one workout. One time out, spending 30 minutes on this, and you will improve your running. And then if you just concentrate on it every time out, your running will be considerably better. Your form will be better. You'll be lighter on your feet. You'll expend less energy with every single time you go out to run. And it's not hard. That's the beauty of it. This is not hard. So everybody should do it, because it only benefits you. It's easier on your body when you get lighter on your feet, when you increase your turnover, when you shorten your stride, all kinds of really good things happen that are all going to be beneficial to you. So go out there and give it a try. That's all for this podcast. This is maybe the single most important factor in you being successful as a runner. The longer I run and the more I work with people on form and fitness and training in all aspects, this is one, what I've discovered has been the most critical means of improving a person's running. So give it a try. Send me your feedback. My email is deb@mojoforrunning.com. I love hearing from you. If you have a great running story, please send it to me. I'm going to start every few podcasts. I'm going to start including a podcast that tells about somebody's experiences running, maybe a goal they've achieved or some obstacle that they had to overcome to succeed running. I'd love it if you called and or email me to tell me about your experiences implementing some of the things that I've talked about in my podcasts. If you enjoy my podcast, I would just really tremendously appreciate it if you would go into iTunes and where you find my podcast in iTunes, if you scroll down, there's a place where you can rate it. You can give it a number of stars and you can make a comment. You don't have to leave a comment. You can just leave it a number of stars, but that would be a tremendous help to me if more people rate it, then it gets higher. It comes up higher on the page on Sports and Fitness in iTunes. And then more people will listen to it. And I love knowing that a lot of people are listening to the podcast. So that's all for today. And happy running.